This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Sprague.
We dominated him in the second half. So he's either a really good grader giving himself a 58, or he's a really hard grader on us, or he didn't see the second half, which that might be the case. He might not have wanted to see the second half.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
And a basic, that's Paul Suarez. Simpson scores. Yandy's going to go to third. They're going to wave him around. He's headed to the plate, going to beat the throw. He scores standing up. Caballero winds up at second, and the Rays grab a 6-4 lead.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1, the Fan and the Fan Sports Network.
Hump Day!
Happy Hump Day, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
What is happening?
Happy Wednesday, Andy.
Ready to hump on today?
I am.
It's already hump day. Quick week. What happens when you get a Monday off?
Yeah, it was. Yesterday was maybe one of the craziest days I've had in a long time. Just busy.
Yeah.
And we were driving home, and I'm like, oh my God, it's trash day tomorrow.
I got to get my trash cans out.
The
too.
Monday off's great. It throws me off, though, for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I imagine the first day of school for the kiddos is a little discombobulating, a lot going on when the kids go back to school.
Well, it was first day for the youngest. The oldest has school today. I had to wake her up at 4:45 so she could shower and her hair could dry.
Let's
in time.
Go. You got to get ready for school. Can't spare any expense on day one, man. You catch up without your hair ready to go.
Well, she has a lot of hair, so yeah. It takes forever for it to dry. And she's like, I need you to wake me up early. I'm like, you're a pain in the ass.
Walk on in there at 4:45. All right, good morning. Dad's going to work.
She put a spray bottle next to her bed, and she's basically like, if I don't get up, spray me.
Oh.
And then I sprayed her and she said, stop.
Why are you doing
exactly.
That?
Stop spraying
me. She was so appreciative of you. And you're like, you told me
you.
This
is your fault.
Now, when you do the sprayer, is it like the widespread or like the single shot, like jet one? What's the spray to wake up?
Well, it's the spray she uses for her pet lizard. Mm. And that is a mister more than a sprayer.
Yeah. Yeah. I need one of those jets, you know, kind of shoot, like just bam, hit the forehead. Bam. Ow, ow. What? Nice. That'll
get
wake you up.
Pump action super soaker in that'll there. Let's go. Get up.
Get a little Nerf gun. Start shooting them around in the house. Let's go, kids. Time to go to school. Come on, baby.
What would you do if your kid? You might encounter this soon with Teddy Ballgame.
Sure.
So my youngest yesterday at school, and then I what did I have? I had something right after school, and then immediately after that it was soccer practice, and then she also had basketball after soccer.
God.
Just a long day.
God.
But we go to soccer, and she's only playing soccer because we just want her to be active.
Yeah,
and
right.
She's not really, soccer's not necessarily her jam.
It's just,
sure.
You know, conditioning, if you will.
Right.
It's exercising.
Does she have friends on the team?
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
She's going to hate that.
And half that team knows each other, and so, it's a lot
brutal.
Like,
0-2, no friends, and she's not even into soccer.
So they're doing team names yesterday. And they basically solicit, hey, anybody got any ideas? And she gives an idea, and another kid gives an idea, and this other girl gives an idea. and they don't vote for her team name, which is whatever. They don't vote for the other one. They vote for this third girl. And I don't know what the team name means. I guess it was a TikTok dance.
Okay.
That people would say on TikTok. And they call this team name by this dance. And she comes up to me out loud, small little area where the players and parents are. And she goes, "This is our team name. It sucks." And I was like, "Yo,
you're really happy to be here right now."
She goes, "I hate this team."
Oh.
It's like,
all right, guess we're making different. What was the deposit to play soccer this year? How much did it cost? Well,
She ain't quit.
She ain't quit.
Is there a transfer window in youth clubs?
Is that a non-refundable deposit for fall soccer this year? Is that what we're looking at right now? Yeah, sorry, Daddy already paid. You're going to play soccer all fall, whether you like it or not.
I was just thinking, like, of all the years. Now, baseball, I guess, is a little different because baseball was always local companies representing.
Always,
yeah.
Like we were Old Country Kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We were Western State Chiropractic College.
Exactly.
Like, we didn't have...
We had Heiberg Garbage and Recycling, Skybox Bar and Grill.
Burgerville.
Yes. It was like, always local companies.
Rossman Sanitary.
Yeah. Every neighborhood,
Nagel
every little
Glass.
League.
Glass.
Yeah, Elmer's. Yes. Like, it was always a local franchise or business. Yeah. But, like, football and basketball usually had team names. Like, Park Rose was the Pacers, was the middle school. And I didn't really, like, care for it. I thought our logo was a little soft. It was like this weak little horse kind of prancing. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of soft.
What it is.
But, like, I don't ever remember caring about my team name the way that both of my kids have expressed it matters to them.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what we did because baseball, I felt like we were always... Like big league teams.
Dude, baseball was, until I stopped playing, like baseball was always a company.
Yeah, well, we had the company on the jersey, sure. But then I felt like we went with like every team picked like an MLB team name. Like one year, I felt like we were the Giants.
Oh, okay.
One year, we were the Rockies. Like, I
but
felt
you
like.
Had the company.
But we always had the company name on the jersey. Yeah. And I don't know why we chose name too.
That was after, I mean, all my friends that played Little League and Pop Warner football too. It was always local.
Yeah, Pop Warner football was the high school. We were always
Pop
Cleveland
Warner
Warriors.
Was Park
Rose. Oh no, ours
and then basketball
was,
for
like,
us
Little
was different.
Was companies so right on the jersey there? Yeah. So
even in YMCA basketball, I think we had. I don't remember what our team name was, but I'm pretty sure we had a team name.
Now, can you say the team name out loud? You don't want to publicize that because I'm curious. I'm really curious.
Well,
now
all
what the
our
team
YMCA
name is.
Hoops was basically your.
You got me a dirty tease.
Your
there.
elementary school.
Yeah. Well.
So.
I mean, again, baseball, the only one largely was just corporations, companies.
Yeah. No, we were not very inventive. We were.
But did you? I'm asking if you guys cared.
Not really.
I didn't care that much.
I never consumed
But if I had a bad team
that.
Name, I might have.
Really? Because
I do see this now when I go to my nieces and nephews' games where they all have, like, unique jerseys and they come up with, like, the Trash Pandas. You know, there's, like, stuff they're like, oh, that's your team name, huh?
6-7 Legends. And I go, what does that mean? And she goes, I don't know. It's some TikTok thing.
That's pretty stupid.
And she's not on TikTok.
That's a pretty stupid team name. You know what? I'm on your daughter's side on this one.
I feel Taylor Swift is all over that.
I think I'd have the same reaction too if I showed up for soccer and they said that's what our team name is.
It was very unfortunate.
Can't just go with like the Bobcats. Can we just keep it simple here?
Yeah, I think basketball we were the Raiders and
the Raiders is not a basketball.
We don't need to reinvent the wheel here. Is
that's
what
a
I
terrible
would say.
Basketball.
And then our soccer team was the Chargers.
What are we doing?
What is wrong with
this NFL team names for other sports? This is throwing me off.
Why
the Chargers are not basketball?
My basketball team name was the Yankees. What? This is confusing right now.
That's terrible. Who named that?
Yeah, I would have been anti that, too.
I bet you that person is not successful.
Let's stick to our sports here, all right? Come on, keep them in the same league.
I wouldn't care either, but that is something that I'm like, wait a minute. We're playing basketball, and you guys want to be the Raiders?
Or the Cowboys? I'm confused.
What are you doing here?
It wasn't based on football. I think it was...
It doesn't matter what it was based on. It's terrible. Raiders can't be a basketball name.
That doesn't fly.
Chargers, a baseball name?
That's a no-go there.
No, Chargers was soccer.
That's even worse. It's ridiculous.
Should be the Shin Kickers.
The worst part was, though, she gave one of the three suggestions. All my two kids both are this kid. They're the kid that has to, like, can I come up with the team name?
Yeah, can I do the team name?
And she presented Golden Dragons.
It's better than 6-7 Legends.
But they didn't hear golden, so they called it like rainbow, and then she got really pissed off in that
the rainbow
process.
Dragons is what they...
I
I mean, you could just drop the color, just be the Dragons. That's not bad.
And then later in a drill, her coach, who is, you know, God bless these coaches who just volunteer their time.
Yep.
He's like, "Hey, what's your name?" And she says her name, and he goes, "So," he's like, "What's your name?" She's like, "Nori." And he's like, "Lori, come on out here." And I'm
uh-oh,
like, dude.
Uh-oh.
Bad name.
Uh-oh. No team name.
Vetoed on the team name.
Not a good start to soccer this year.
Already not your favorite sport.
Not a good start right now.
Not a great little Tuesday
in
soccer.
We're not digging the start of soccer season is what I'm learning here today. That's pretty tough. I never had to do that. That's unique, maybe with kids these days. I don't remember ever playing on a team. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe like first year at Pop Warner, there was some of that where there were other kids from other neighborhoods. But every other team I played on was kids that I knew. And that helps a ton when you're that age.
Yeah, like, but there's so many soccer leagues and sports leagues now that kids go to these specialty ones, or they go to the advanced ones, or they go to, like, we're in a pretty... Dude, she is not a soccer player.
This is, basic level stuff here.
This is just rec league.
Kicking and running around, you know? Yeah.
She's got my wife's speed. We'll just say that, okay? And so, like... We're starting at a level that's no pressure. Just go out there, kick the ball, run around.
She and your dad's athletic genes is what we're learning.
Not all of them.
Not all of them. No. Hand-eye coordination, the speed.
I'm watching drills, and I'm like, I used to dominate that drill.
Come on. Kick it. Let's go. I'm a little worried. Teddy Ballgame's really into soccer right now. I might have a soccer player on my hands.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this.
Soccer's
not a bad sport.
It's the first sport every kid can play for sure, because you could throw him out there and then go kick a ball. But if you put a ball on the ground right now, he's going to run up and kick that thing. Like, that's his new thing that he's doing all over the house and all over the backyard.
Now,
would you rather have him be a soccer player or a football kicker?
Football kicker.
Football scholarship.
Yeah, football kicker.
If you become a good kicker.
The chances of getting a scholarship playing soccer, very low. But how many kids actually grow up kicking?
Like the kid on Lake
Ridge. Hell, I'd make him a long snapper before I let him be a soccer player.
Lake Ridge has a really good kicker. That kid was booting extra points like 40 yards above the freaking
field
goal.
Kid's got a chance to go play D1 football.
At D2 at worst, like he's getting a scholarship somewhere.
Somebody's got to snap it to the punter, and somebody's got to snap it for field goals, man.
Huh? I would have loved
being a long snapper.
The long snapper for the Ducks is the son of twins that I went to high school with at Lake Ridge.
It's a local kid.
Hey, there you go.
And I can't remember if he ended up going to Lake Oswego or Lake Ridge, but but he started... Like, he started specializing in that in high school, because he wanted to go to Oregon.
Yeah.
He knew he wasn't big enough or fast enough to play this, that, or the other thing. But
you're on the football team.
But he
traveling.
Started figuring out how to be uber proficient at that.
I think what I like most about soccer, because I have fallen into a basketball trap.
Sure.
I am, like, drowning right now.
You got year-round hoops, man. The hoops never stop for you guys.
Yeah, and I had more put on my plate yesterday. But I would say with soccer, at the minimum, I'm pulling up a beach chair, and I'm sitting there, and I don't know any.
You're just sitting there. Yeah. Run around.
What am I going to get feedback on?
Who needs an orange slice, huh? Who needs a Capri Sun? I got
you. The snack sheet?
Yeah, we're on for next Tuesday. I'll bring them. Yeah, I got the oranges. I got the slices. I got the gushers. We'll be good to go.
The funny thing about soccer is, because my niece plays soccer, she competitively. She plays for the Thorns Youth Program.
Oh, there you go.
She's got
to
try out for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And it's fascinating going to youth soccer games and, like, competitive soccer leagues. Because the amount of parents on the sidelines, shoot it, pass it, no. And I'm like, what does the coach do?
Nothing. They just stand there and let the parents do it.
Let me paint you a scenario. Big, burly guy.
Yeah.
Daughter's playing soccer. Glasses, sleeveless shirt, real loud guy. Little 9-year-old girl. Free kick outside of the penalty box area of soccer, you know. Little girl goes up. No. Let her do it.
Ooh.
Not the coach.
Ooh.
Opposite side of the coach. Coach doesn't hear this.
Doesn't even hear it.
And she looks confused because she's just kicking a free kick.
Yes. For 9-year-old soccer.
Switch. What? Switch.
Did the parents or the other kids say anything?
No. You're not saying anything to this guy. This is the guy you don't say
anything
to.
We're not crossing this guy during a soccer game.
Switch. He like scares this little girl away. Other girl comes in. Now, I will give him credit for this.
I'm terrified of this stuff, man.
This girl did kick the ball, and she bent that bitch like Beckham right into the top of the goal.
The right call,
and
right
you know
there.
What he did? He turned around. He went, "Yep, told you."
So, see,
and I just was like, to have to deal with the parents in soccer.
Yeah,
basketball has its stuff. Football certainly has its stuff. Baseball, no doubt. I think soccer parents in the competitive club league.
Yeah.
They might be the worst because they constantly are all coaches. It's 35 coaches on the sideline screaming at the kid all game.
Yeah, what age does that start at? Because I went to one of my niece's soccer games. She was in kindergarten last year.
And
we went to one of her soccer games.
Younger and younger all the time. I want to say.
My niece has been doing this for 2 years.
For
She's
2 years.
Nine. So, I, so 7 years old.
Okay, because we...
If they're really good or you can tell that it's their thing.
I was pleased with going to her soccer game as a kindergartner and nobody said or did anything over the top.
Which is what should be happening.
Like it was... I mean, three of the kids out there weren't even running. They didn't even know what to do. I think one of the girls didn't even kick a ball the entire game, and it's like, I don't even know how that's possible. One would bounce your way at some point. I don't think she ever even touched it for like 30 minutes, never even came in contact. And we just stood there, watched. Everybody was politely, and then, okay, game's over. Let's head to the parking lot. And I was like, that's exactly how kindergarten soccer should be. You run around, nobody knows what they're doing, and okay, time to go home.
So about the age my niece got elevated, you could tell she was pretty good. She's quick. She's got good ball handling skills, right? You could tell she stood out a little bit. I think, and it's a theory, the minute my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law decided to say, we're getting out of this league and we're elevating, there was a game I went to, 6 years old, and she was going around. She was booting it, playing just fine. There was a kid on another team, fat little kid, and he was laying down in the grass on his back while the game's happening.
Yes.
And you hear the dad go, Winston, get up. Get up. Go kick it. He's like, no.
I want to go home now, Dad. I'm all done. I don't think soccer's in your future, Winston.
He was doing grass angels. Like, no.
My kind of kid right there. I'm done, dude. This
His
is stupid.
Boiler was sticking up. Oh, it was the cutest, funniest thing
ever. I don't want to run anymore, man. You got to run back and forth. The field's too long.
And now my niece is in, like, super hyper-competitive soccer. And I'm like, we got rid of that fat kid.
Yeah, that fat kid laying in the middle of the field. It's an obstacle you got to go around. I mean, that's helping you defensively at least a little bit, right? You got to dribble around him. He's right in the middle.
The funny kids are like, I don't want to play anymore. And it's like during the game. Like, oh, man.
I want to go home. I don't blame you, kiddos. We all do, too.
All right. Well, let's get it going, I guess. It's Wednesday.
Fun little Tuesday night for the Sprague household.
No, it was.
Things are going wonderful.
We got a fun Wednesday show. We got Lucy Burge at 9 a.m., our daily ticker guest.
We do.
She is going to join us every Wednesday.
Yeah, on YouTube.
My former co-host on BetQL and BetMGM.
The artist formerly known as Back to the Futures.
R.I.P. to the show.
R.I.P.
She's going to join us on Wednesdays for NFL picks. So we'll get her quick hump day NFL pick. The queen of dongs.
She's the queen of dongs, so we can see who's going to hit a dong tonight, too.
She probably would give you some home run.
See if Devers going to hit another one and then fight a pitcher again like he did last night in Colorado.
That was the pitcher's fault.
That was absolutely the pitcher's
fault. Pimp the home run a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's a loaded show. Let's get it going. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. We start on this hump day next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back in. We have a little bit of bombshell breaking news early this morning. It was teased yesterday by Pablo Torre of the New York Times and The Athletic.
He continues to be on a nice little run right now, breaking news.
I would say he's kind of the only, him and Wickersham and Van Natta, that's about it, yeah. Right?
Investigative journalism is not a strong category anymore, but he's keeping it alive.
I certainly, doing show prep last night, did not have basketball on my show sheet, though I could try.
You could always give it an effort. I saw a clip from Barkley talking about how bad the TV deal is going to be for the league.
$76 billion, dude.
Yeah, money-wise, they're great.
Better also people, admitted yeah. He doesn't even know if ESPN's going to allow their show to go long. No, I'm like, just, dude, the season starts in like a month.
We're almost there, man. You're going to be on TV really, really soon.
It's crazy. So the report out of Pablo Torre, as he finds out more and more things, is that according to research, which you can find, he's got documents of this, the LA Clippers and Steve Ballmer, invested in a company called Aspire.
Aspire.
Which it's basically, yeah, not quite expired, but same tone.
Kind of sounded like it, didn't it?
Expired.
It basically was a climate change, carbon footprint company. Like, every time we did something bad, let's plant a tree and make it all good.
That's
right?
How you fix the issue.
And they got lots of celebrities to do this. Leo, Downey Jr. They got, you know, pretty good names. Drake, you know.
Right.
Anyways, the company goes belly up because they file bankruptcy because the guy is caught, you know, defrauding situation. And they find out that Ballmer had $50 million invested in this company. And in digging through the bankruptcy sheets, Pablo Torre found out that they were paying Kawhi Leonard's LLC $7 million a year, which was more than they were paying, like, the Boston Red Sox, who were a partner.
He was planting a lot of trees, evidently. Yeah,
evidently.
He's out there grinding in nature.
He never recorded a commercial. Oh. He never mentioned it on social media. Oh. He's never once talked about it. An accountant is interviewed and obviously blurred and voice changed for this podcast episode. And the person's like, yeah, I red flagged it. This guy's never done anything, and nobody ever cared. And so basically what he has come to find out is the Clippers and Ballmer, according to his research, basically found a way to circumvent the salary cap and give Kawhi Leonard an additional $28 million.
That's a good...
Which, by the way, all of that is illegal.
Yes, but is it illegal? Because if nothing happens, is it illegal?
Oh, you don't think anything's going to come of this?
I don't know, man. I didn't see this until I got in this morning.
This is a pretty big
story. It's a massive story. They paid a guy an extra $28 million for not doing anything. That
off
should be illegal.
Yeah.
Like, you should be suspended. There should be a hammer dropped on your organization. Does Adam Silver have any teeth to do that? Does he have any teeth to do that against the richest owner of the entire sport who just built a, what, $5 billion stadium all by himself with his own money? It should be illegal. There should be a hammer dropped, but I question every time something happens now.
But if you're
in professional sports, as long as it's not misogynistic, racist, those kind of categories, and we're just kind of moving monies around, I would be shocked if something serious happened to the Clippers out of this.
By the way, on one of your points there, Isaiah Thomas is on NBA TV, but yeah, misogyny. Sure. If I'm an owner, I am outraged and pissed.
Absolutely livid. I'm also thinking, why didn't I do this myself?
Because you don't want to be caught. If this is, they're denying this, by the way. They've come out with a statement. They're like, we don't provably do anything. If this is all accurate, which I'm to believe that Pablo Torre's not doing an episode on this.
No.
And I haven't listened to the whole thing. I've listened to about half of it, and it's damn. This is like suspended from the postseason for 2 years, lose draft picks.
Has it ever happened in professional sports?
Massive fine.
Can you suspend a team from the postseason?
Has that ever happened
in professional sports? This isn't a college bowl ban.
Well, what do you do, though? I don't know what the penalty is.
Draft picks and fines.
Draft picks have happened. Fines have happened.
It's
sure,
be
we've
millions
seen
millions of dollars.
The Patriots cheated to win a Super Bowl, and they just lost a couple of draft picks out of it.
I don't know what all of the bylaws.
The Astros just had to fire a bunch of guys. That's all they did for banging on trash cans.
Does Kawhi's contract become voided, and he's
then allowed to be a free agent and go sign somewhere else?
Well, why would the you're almost helping the Clippers in a way there, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
This is a crazy story.
This is a gray area that we've never really entered in, but I've always wondered behind the scenes why owners don't do this. Why wouldn't you say, we're going to pay you $10 million? The difference would be...
Was it the Timberwolves and Garnett that had the under-the-table deal?
I thought it was... Was it Joe Smith?
Okay.
Wasn't that the negotiation thing of Joe Smith?
Like,
and
they signed him to a one-year deal with a wink, wink, we're going to get you, because they couldn't fit it under the salary cap this year. It was one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember that one off the top of my head.
And they got hit pretty hard.
What are we talking hard? How hard of a hit was it?
I think they lost some draft picks and a significant fine at the time.
Yeah, I mean, you could significantly fine Steve Ballmer.
$3.5 million fine. So in the it was Joe Smith. So in the 99-2000 season, Smith was involved in a salary cap evading scandal with Glenn Taylor and the GM Kevin McHale. Smith allegedly promised a future multi-million dollar deal if he signed with the team for below market value.
See, and that's a difference.
Allowing
here.
The team to make some additional player moves in the short term.
That's the difference here, though, because I believe Kawhi Leonard is on a max contract. Am I wrong?
Yes.
So they're not saving money against the salary cap. They're just paying him more money.
Yeah,
that's just the enticement to keep him in LA.
It's the same deal. They're circumventing the salary cap. It's the same concept.
Sure. So if you're getting fined $3.5 in 99-2000, what's that?
25 years ago.
Yeah, what's that now?
$15 million.
I mean,
what's that to Steve Ballmer, dude?
Ballmer doesn't care.
It's like fining me $5.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong, I guess, in that sense, but I more wonder, like, your draft capital, they already don't have any.
Yeah.
It's all to the Thunder.
Would be,
so how do you take away draft picks
you
if
say,
they don't have any?
What's left? Thank you. You have no picks for a decade.
It would have to be making him ineligible. And I don't know what culpability then the player has.
Can't they forbid owners from sitting courtside in certain instances? I just wonder if they do something like that too.
3.5 in 1997 is equivalent to approximately just north of $7 million in 2025 based on inflation.
Yeah.
So, I there should be something done here.
The question, the real thing would be somehow making Kawhi ineligible to play for the Clippers.
By the way,
you want to do that? I'm all for
it. Here was the official, I just saw it from Keith Smith. 5 first-round picks were taken away. They ended up giving 2 back. $3.5 million fine, and the owner was suspended, and Kevin McHale was forced to take a leave of absence in that. That was 25 years ago.
Owner suspension looked like you just can't go to games.
That's what I'm saying.
Not allowed to send emails.
Well, there's that, but yeah. He would also probably have his, I believe Ballmer's the governor for them, who is the person that votes on league stuff.
Yep.
He might not be able to do that. He might have his governorship stripped.
Damn,
dude. Somebody else.
I mean, we'll find out what teeth Adam Silver has, because this is a very serious issue for the league.
Yeah, because that's a David Stern penalty. That's not an Adam Silver penalty.
No.
But he's also taken it. The last owner of the Clippers, he took the team away from him.
Well, and also, anything that happens to Kawhi Leonard, you have to then encounter, how is the Players Association going to feel about this? This is what happened with the Astros. Now, it wasn't a financial thing, but they cheated on the field, and none of the players got suspended
for it. Well, that's because they were granted immunity in order to get their testimony in the report.
Sure. So do we think there's actually going to be a suspension for Kawhi Leonard?
Well, so Smith didn't get suspended in his instance.
Nope.
His most recent contract got voided, to your point, Swag, and his bird rights were stripped away.
Mm.
So I don't know what this is going to mean for Kawhi, but we have an idea of what this could mean for the team if they can prove that this happened.
Yeah.
This does absolutely answer why people had questions about why was it the Clippers?
Yeah, you what's going on with the Clippers?
Southern California guy.
Right. Seemed like it was the Lakers all along is where he was going to sign.
Everybody and their mom chooses the Lakers. History of the Clippers suggests
that. If somebody within the league and the investigation can somehow prove collusion between Kawhi and the Clippers, then I think Kawhi's in trouble too.
Yeah.
If it was simply...
A lot of this Uncle Dennis is tied to as well.
Sure.
This was Uncle Dennis's idea.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with this. Well, I didn't sign the paperwork.
He was reportedly... I'd forgotten about this, but there was rumors that he was asking the Lakers for ownership percentage.
Yeah, he wanted a percentage of the team.
And the Lakers were like, you are nuts,
What are you talking about? No.
And he was like, okay, see you later.
All right, they're going to give me an extra $30 million over the next 5 years. I'm going to go sign down there. It's a very interesting time, because if nothing happens that is significant and serious against the Clippers, what's going to keep other teams from doing this?
I've always kind of long... I think I threw out jokingly on the show years ago, I used to think that Brady and Kraft had some kind of weird
He always took a paid discount.
Always took the discount.
You're telling me there was never anything under the table that he got paid?
See, I always wondered.
There was never any consulting fee. There was never something that he was receiving on the other end of that.
Always thought there may be a promise of an ownership stake, but then he became the Raiders owner. Yeah. So I just always wondered about different athletes at different points. I'm not saying this hasn't happened.
Yes, of course it has happened.
But there's... He has paper. There's a paper trail on this one.
Yeah,
he named his LLC K2L.
Who could have seen that coming?
Why would you? Why?
Get a little more creative than that, Kawhi.
You're circumventing salary
doing?
Cap stuff. You know who's on this list? It's like major corporations. And then ahead of the Boston
the
Red
Claw.
Sox is Kawhi Leonard.
The Claw making $7 million a year.
His name, his signature. He's got all the documents.
It's all in there, man.
They're cooked.
They should be cooked.
Damn.
Be pretty funny if they got a hammer dropped on them by the league. I would quite enjoy that. Also dumb to do this and then not help yourself salary cap wise. Like, if you're going to do this and cheat, why wouldn't you just pay him more and then take some off of the contract that he signed and have him come out and do an interview about how he wants to win a title and he's helping the team out and I'm taking a $10 million discount per year in order to help us achieve those goals, but in reality you're paying him the money behind the scenes. Could help to get a mid-level exception guy, but no, let's pay him a max and give him more money.
If anything else comes out about this throughout the show, we'll try to keep you updated on it, but that's just the big breaking news of the morning.
Big story today.
Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers may have evaded the salary cap and gotten an additional $28 million, according to Pablo Torre of The Athletic. A disaster happened, and we should have seen it coming. Next on The Fan. I have a question for the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Has it changed and we haven't adapted ourselves? I think this is a very fair conversation to have, coming off of week one of college football.
We had an article, by the way, sent to us from Brady's time in New England about an investigation that took place from the league into his company that he co-owned with Alex Guerrero.
Oh, yeah.
The weird snake oil salesman. Essentially how it was investigated for a very similar thing. Now, it wasn't, you know, planting trees that he didn't plant, but basically that the Patriots were spending significant amount of money with the company to give treatment to New England Patriots players.
Right.
Which was money that was indirectly going into the pockets of Tom Brady. And the NFL did not lift a single finger to investigate the allegations of circumventing the salary
cap. Well, how many times can you hammer the Patriots, right? I mean, Hit him twice in the Brady era.
It's just, it's a unique time for commissioners and owners. The owners have so much power, and we don't see a lot of significant punishments, I feel like.
LeBron kind of has this with his shadow agency.
He controls the league.
I mean, you don't think he's going to retire and just randomly be named, like, whatever, of Clutch?
Him and Rich Paul are his best conversing
friend
at all.
Run the agency?
And we have to do deals with them and get their guys paid because they're Clutch clients. Like, what is this nonsense,
and
dude?
I love Bron, but, like, and I'm not even mad at getting the money at anybody. I'm just saying, like, as a Blazer fan, I sit in one of two opinions. Why isn't my team cheating more?
Yes.
But also, my team's not cheating. Hammer that team was cheating.
We definitely need to cheat more. We don't cheat enough.
I almost feel...
Also, when is Clutch going to scratch our back? Because we keep scratching theirs.
Oh, they have scratched our back.
How did they scratch our back?
Who got two extensions?
Who? Chauncey Billups? And how does that scratch our back?
Well,
that doesn't scratch our back at all. That scratched their back.
Chauncey would say our back.
That's not my back.
Like my back.
My back has not been scratched.
Well, you're not.
I would like for my back to be scratched.
Why don't you do something other than bitch about the team every day?
Why don't they win a game that means something?
Why don't you make Blazer Reddit not hate us because of you?
That's a back scratch. Chauncey Billups got a contract extension with the worst winning percentage in NBA history. His back got scratched.
I'm pretty sure you saw this. But I saw this yesterday, and I know it's a day late, but it's still funny to me. So North Carolina goes on national television, standalone game on a Monday, and gets annihilated by
housed.
TCU, okay? After the scripted drive, they couldn't do anything. I read a story. Have you seen the recruiting situation happening with Belichick?
I have not. I've not followed the recruiting very closely.
So basically, it's told that the recruiting process at North Carolina, off the record for people, has become an absolute nightmare.
Uh-oh.
He had 4 and 5-star kids. Give North Carolina the time of day. Put North Carolina in a...
Because it's Bill Belichick.
Right. I'll visit your campus. Okay, I'll hear what you're going to say. That doesn't happen a whole lot at UNC, for football at least. And so these kids show up. They wait for an hour in the lobby. And then somebody comes out and goes, actually, you're not going to meet Bill. And then flies the kid out of town. If give you an idea of how this has gone so far at Chapel Bill, that is an example of,
yikes.
God, I wish I would have had that information sooner. I would have hammered TCU -3.5.
Yeah.
And it's also what makes this whole situation a bit of a joke to me, is reading stuff like that of, this dude isn't even like caring about 4 or 5-star kids.
No, and it's a problem that I think you're seeing right now in the sport, where there's two coaches that are getting a lot of attention and a lot of headlines and publicity. Deion has been great for college football. The narrative of Bill Belichick going in, it's going to probably end up being a disaster, but it was at least fun to talk about throughout the course of the summer, and it built up the pub for the final game of week 1. I think there's this reality that they learned the hard way of the amount of time and effort and commitment that it takes to truly build a program the right way, and you're not going to be able to just bring in 50 transfers every year and win year in and year out. Mm-hmm. You might have some years where it hits and the right collection of guys come in, but it always has to be, the foundation of your program has to be built through high school recruiting. And if you're not doing it 24/7, 365, you're not going to succeed. I don't care if your name's Bill Belichick. It'll be curious to see how this plays out. I know Deion has nabbed a couple of big guys. North Carolina's recruiting class right now is 17th in the country, but it's largely inflated by volume. They have a total of 36 commitments.
36?
And 27 of them are 3-star kids. So it's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fluff in the back end of that, where some of those guys might end up being good.
Yeah, we'll see how many 4-stars stay committed to that.
Like,
too.
The team behind them in recruiting is Washington, mm-hmm. who's 18th. Washington has 21 commits. So they have 15 more commits than Washington does at this point.
That's the USC-Oregon comp, right?
That's exactly it, right? The value or the quality of the player versus the quantity of the player is slightly different. But it just, like, this stuff came out about Deion, too, where he's like, I'm not going to go visit you in your home. You come visit me. And it's like, that might work for some guys because you're Deion and people want to play for you and there's a glitz and glamour factor there. But, dude, a lot of these kids, they want to have that relationship. They want to have those in-home visits. That stuff means go visiting their high school. It means something. And if you're not willing to do it consistently and seriously, year-round, it never stops, you're never going to break through on a consistent basis in this sport.
I like Deion. his press conference yesterday with the timeout thing was like,
what are we doing, dude?
I would have called timeout there. Third and one with 20 seconds. Yeah, I would have called timeout. I don't care if it's 1 yard. I want the clock to stop.
You think Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame are flying in 5-star recruits and then being like, oh, just kidding. I'm not going
to
meet with you. Let's fly you
That's
out.
That's just insane.
You think Kirby Smart? You think Ryan Day? You
no,
think like go
Dan,
down, Dan Lanning, any of the big coaches in the sport? You think any of them are doing that?
No.
Like, of course not. So you're not. Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck. If you got a 70-year-old who doesn't want to do the job because he's too interested in dating his 24-year-old.
He doesn't want to be there doing this, dude. It's the only gig he could get.
Good luck, brother. Should have just stayed in media. Hung out with his 24-year-old girlfriend.
You're not wrong. They should have become a McAfee bro.
Yeah, they couldn't make enough money doing that, though.
We'll get to some NFL today. It is NFL Eve.
Happy NFL Eve, everybody.
Dude, I'm really excited about the NFL this year.
It starts tomorrow.
I think it's going to be a little bit like college.
Oh, wide open year this year?
Yeah.
I got a similar vibe to it going into the year.
A good year where it's like, oh, what team is going to emerge?
Watch us get Chiefs and Eagles again for the third time in 4 years. Please,
it would be the third time in 4 years.
Third time in 4 years.
Damn, that is looming.
Yeah, that would suck.
But you need a tiebreaker.
Yeah, you do. It's 1-1.
That's how we're going to settle that
conversation. Toss-up game. Who's the better franchise? Let's figure it out.
We'll get to the question of should we change our thinking about this at 7 o'clock. Dirt and Sprague back with more at 6:45 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Should we reconsider how we think about this in sports? We'll get to that. It's a Stat or Story Wednesday, 9:15. Lucy Burge at 9 a.m. for NFL picks. The Queen of Dongs.
Who's going to hit a dong today? We'll find out.
She usually gives you a few of them.
Yes, she does.
Did you see Joe Montana on McAfee yesterday pick his four best quarterbacks.
Are we talking Joe Montana or Joe Montana?
Joe Montana.
Okay, the quarterback, not the linebacker.
My best friend from Caesars.
Your best friend from Caesars.
Yeah.
Who could forget that interaction?
I couldn't believe Caesar actually stayed in that building. It seemed, Caesar. You know, a little ahead of his time.
He
but,
was right there. He thanked him for all of his service.
I did, actually. I literally was like, thank you for everything.
Thanks, man.
He was like, you're welcome. Get out of my way.
I'm walking. I got Skechers on and I'm going to go drink a Guinness. Get the hell out of my way.
How did you see me? Oh, I just got an eye and I'm drunk.
You know, 21 means 21, man. 21 means 21.
Why are you so hyped up? Oh, vodka Red Bull. It's like my ninth one of the trip.
I'm mixing uppers with downers right now, Joe, and I'm a little conflicted, okay?
Definitely not cocaine.
No, it's not it at all.
Yeah, he picked...
Who were his top four? Was Joe Montana going with?
It was Hurts.
Okay.
It was controversial.
And so these are guys like he would want on his team, like to be
like
his franchise quarterback?
Franchise
yeah, these
with,
are his okay. quarterbacks. So he actually already has come out and said, you're right. I probably should pick somebody else.
That was probably I'm on the spot and I can't think of all the names off the top of my head. And I'm just going to throw the first four that pop in there.
Okay. Allen.
No issues.
Burrow.
No issues.
Herbert.
Herbie.
Hurts.
You know,
so no
there
Lamar,
the
no Patrick.
No two-time
MVP. He's
already
come out and said, yeah, I probably should have put Mahomes on that list.
Yeah, Mahomes a little bit better at playing quarterback than Jalen Hurts. You know,
it's a reminder. One of the all-time greatest athletes of our lifetime.
He's been there. He knows.
Even he is like, oh, yeah, Mahomes is a thing.
A guy on the Mount Rushmore playing the position put Jalen Hurts over a two-time MVP and Lamar Jackson.
And who finished his career as a Chief.
Yes, he did for that franchise.
Also said the Chiefs are in trouble.
He said that the Chiefs are in trouble?
He just was like, I don't know about the Chiefs this year, man. I don't know.
I mean, that's become the new England Patriots. We all say it every year. This is the year somebody else wins the AFC West. And then you look up at the end of the year and somehow they win 9 straight one-score games with blocked field goals and drop punts. And Mahomes making a play when he needs to on third down and they're 14-2. And you're like, great, this is cool.
You think Joe Montana walks off of that and goes, that wasn't worth it at all. Now I'm just getting grief for a stupid list.
He's probably telling himself, this is why I don't do interviews very often. Was he hawking a product or was it just a genuine interview? Or was he selling somebody Skechers?
I'm being 100% honest with you. I only saw the part about the quarterbacks. I didn't see the whole interview.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't, because McAfee starts during our show.
He does. The first hour
I thought he was on the Rich
Eisen
show on Rich Eisen's first day.
Who?
Montana.
Maybe he was. Yesterday he was on McAfee.
Just looking at the names, man.
When
looking
was Rich Eisen's first show?
Yesterday.
How would I know this?
Yeah, this was on McAfee yesterday.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, he might have done the car wash thing for ESPN.
I mean, Herbert being top three is cool. I'll put that as a feather in my cap. In that regard, Joe Montana knows ball. The Jalen Hurts one doesn't know ball.
See, that's the thing is, if you...
if it backs up an opinion that I have, he's right.
No. If you on the show do your top three quarterbacks...
Yes.
And you go Allen, Burrow, Herbert. And Jake, our wonderful, delightful social media whiz kid.
Cuts that thing up, puts it out.
Cuts that thing up, throws it out there. Dirt's top three quarterbacks in the National Football League. And somehow it gets into the algorithm.
Yeah, people, I would get eviscerated.
I mean,
it would never end.
A million comments, don't know ball. Absolute moron.
Right.
This guy's stupid. I know why I've never heard of this show. Right. That show sucks.
Can't say that about Joe Montana, dude. He's got four of them things.
So I'm just like, that's the privilege of winning Super Bowls. That's what it gives you is that grace versus...
You got a long leash for dumb takes like
you
saying Jalen Hurts is the top four quarterback in the NFL.
Well,
come on now.
Get you one of those.
Come on now. That's going to be insufferable.
Hey, Herbert.
That's the tough part about tomorrow night, because I do genuinely, I want the Eagles to lose this year, but they're playing the Cowboys in the first week of the season.
I'll always root for the Cowboys.
And I will always, have to root for the Eagles in that game. Yeah. But if Hurts has a good game, just the stuff is nauseating for me. He's fine, he's good, but come on, man.
What if he throws for like 350 and three tutties?
Did he have any 350 games last year in the regular season?
Actually, I don't know that.
Did he have a single 300-yard passing game in the regular season last year?
I know he had a 300-yard game against the Chiefs in a Super Bowl that they lost.
That he did. How many points did the Chiefs score in the first half?
Of last year's Super Bowl?
Of last year's Super Bowl.
I don't remember.
I think it was zero. I think they were down
the game was awful, so I don't have a lot of vivid memories of it.
300-yard passing games last year in the regular season. Take a guess.
2.
1.
Yeah.
And it was against the New Orleans Saints in a 15-12 win. 311 yards and one pick, no touchdowns.
At what point of the season?
September 22nd.
That's still a good Saints team.
He had more games below 200 passing yards than he did 300 passing yards last year.
He had 290 against the Steelers. Like just,
dude, what are we doing? He had 18 touchdown passes.
The ultimate metric.
Sub 3,000 yards on the season.
The ultimate metric is what?
Yes. How good your defensive line is.
Well, that's important.
And having the best offensive line in the NFL and handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley, who's a generational talent, and having elite wide receivers.
And rush for 2,000 yards.
Like, what are we doing here, dude?
We are going
to. This is one of the dumbest things that we have to talk about every year.
We're going to look back, I'm telling you, and we're going to look at Burrow's year and Jackson's year, and it's no disrespect meant. We are going to say, how did those stats not win MVP?
There are people who legitimately put Jalen Hurts in a conversation above Joe Burrow because his team won the Super Bowl when Joe Burrow had one of the best years we've ever seen from a quarterback last year.
Man.
But he didn't win the MVP.
Loaded second hour of the program. Should we rethink the way we view this sport? Hour number two, Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker. Presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.